May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. That passage is also, again, in Matthew 17. I like the one in Matthew 17, I think, a little better. There's some cool things in the Luke passage, too. But the story continues. I thought about getting Bracken to read the rest of the story, but it would take so long. And when Jesus comes out off the mountain, what he comes off the mountain with those who are with him, and there's this chaos going on. And the chaos is because there is a man who has a demon-possessed son, severely demon-possessed, that every time the demonic stuff would manifest, he would throw him into the water, into the fire. And that he had been trying to get the disciples who were not on the mountain, who weren't with the three, to deal with him, and they couldn't. Now, earlier in that passage in Mark and also in Matthew, Jesus had sent them out to do stuff, heal the sick, gave them power and authority, and they had been very successful. But this one they were not successful with. The language there, this kind only comes out by a particular kind. It was a severe case. And so when Jesus hears, the man kind of rats him out, tells Jesus, say, I tried to get these guys to help, and they wouldn't help. And Jesus responds by saying, you wicked and perverse and unbelieving generation. He was not very gentle in his discipling. And so he asks the man about the boy. The boy tells him the story. You know, the guy tells him the story about his boy, what happens to him. And he said to him, to Jesus, if you can, basically you can heal my son. And Jesus said, if you can, anything's possible to him to believe. I wonder who he was saying that for. And so the little boy gets healed. He heals the little boy. And at the end, his disciples gather with him and they say, why couldn't we deal with this? Hello, wicked, perverse generation. If you can, anything's possible to him who believes. And in the Mark passage, it says, because only this kind can only come out by prayer. But the Matthew passage, Jesus said to them, because of the littleness of your faith, for anything's possible to him who believes. Whenever you think about that passage of Scripture, what's easy to do is to think about, well, here are these guys, and they're in glory, and it's on the mountain, the three. I think it's the Luke passage that says they walk into the cloud of glory and the anointing. It's just this amazing time. But then they come down off the mountain, and the story kind of is, and I understand the principle, is that you can't always live up on the mountain. You got to come down into the valley where conflict and division and all kinds of stuff's going on, arguments among the disciples, all that kind of stuff. And part of that story, too, the disciples who were still down in the valley were arguing among themselves, who's the greatest in the kingdom? Yikes. None of them, you know, from their perspective. But here's the thing I think is important in light for all of you who's gone through the weekend to understand. What Jesus is trying to teach them some things that they won't fully get till Pentecost. So you have to understand, it's not just in this moment. It's once he gets to Pentecost and the Holy Spirit fills them and he comes to live inside of them, that all the stuff he's been trying to tell them, it all actually came together and made sense. Because the point being is, Jesus was the same Jesus on top of the mountain as he was in the valley. Is irrelevant to him. And you have to remember that though God, Jesus did what he did as man, as we saw yesterday, last night, it was God the Father, by the Spirit, doing the works through him, performing signs and wonders through him. The Christ that you carry isn't a diminished Christ down the valley, but more Christ when you're in some mountaintop experience, like Lazarus Weekend or some other conference you're going to go to. Conferences are great. Lazarus Weekends are wonderful. But you are going to have to go home. And it's not like we're going to have you in the cloud here and you're going to encounter Jesus here, but when we send you home, we're sending you home without Jesus. You've got to go back down the valley. No, you're carrying the same Jesus that you encountered here back there. And Galatians 2:20, the King James Version, the authorized version, as I was taught when I was in school. Sometimes the translation there is really the accurate one. And here's the accurate King James Version of Galatians 2:20. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ who liveth in me. And the life which I now live, I live by faith. I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Hear that again. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. Not faith in the Son of God, but I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. You may go, well, you know, sometimes I just have such weak faith. We talked about that. You're in Christ. Why don't you just claim his faithfulness? Why don't you just thank him for his faith? To strengthen in my weakness, his strength is made perfect. And even when I have weak faith, right? Because the same Jesus who had faith on the mountain has the same faith in the valley. The same Jesus that you're going to encounter this weekend, you carry with you back home in the valley. They all experienced glory in that mountain. But the verse we read this morning, Colossians, says, "For you've died. Your life is hidden with Christ and God. Now when Christ, who's your life, is manifest, you'll be manifest with him." How? In glory. It's Christ in you that's your hope of glory. And that's not just on the mountain. It's in the valley. If Jesus isn't Jesus, and can act like Jesus down in the valley, don't waste your time going to the mountains anymore. It's not just so you can get your spiritual heroin shot. It's to help us to walk it out back home. That's the whole Lazarus weekend. This isn't the end all. This isn't the deal. This is supposed to be a launching pad for you all to walk out stewarding the life of Christ, the same Jesus. So the same Jesus is going to minister to you prophetically and supernaturally and going to bring healings to your mind, your emotions, your bodies. The same Jesus is just supernatural. Is going to be, you're going to carry him home. And there's no difference to him between the valley and the mountain. Valleys aren't harder for him than mountains are. Amen? Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.